Hey everyone, Robbie here from the Big Rex Press. Thanks so much for pressing the download button on today's podcast. And if you haven't done so already, head on over to iTunes, press the subscribe button on the podcast. And it's really the best way to get every single episode delivered directly to your mobile device, Android, tablet, whatever. Absolutely free. If you do have an Android or a non-Apple device, you can still get our episodes for free. Head on over to Stitcher Radio, download the app. It's free. Or you can go to the Podomatic app, the TuneIn app. There's so many ways that you can stay connected with us personally at the podcast and just with me personally as well. We've got social media accounts all out the yin yang, man. We've got Instagram, big_red_express. We're on Facebook at the Big Red Express. Also on Twitter, Big Red Express 01. So make sure you guys go check out all our social media. Show us some love. And guys, we haven't gotten there yet, but if you want to do us a favor for your chance to win a free pair of Nanos or Metcons, head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and review. I'm going to be for the first 50, I'm going to be doing a giveaway for shoes. Then every 100 after that, I'm going to be giving away another pair of shoes. So it's a great way for you guys to get some free shoes, and who wouldn't want free shoes? Period. Plain and simple. Guys, so today I mentioned on our Facebook page that we were going to be talking about success, and it's funny because I'm recording this on Wednesday morning, a couple hours before I'm actually going to drop this episode, and a lot has happened over the last 24 hours. A lot has really happened over the last 46 to 72 hours, man. Like, if you guys, obviously, everyone's aware of the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas. Thoughts and prayers go out to them. I'm not going to focus on that, but I had to mention it because it is something that's going on in the world right now, and I think it affects everyone, not just in America, but really all over the globe. Want to send our condolences to everyone affected and all that stuff. So please, just wanted to open up with that, guys. It's a very, very hard thing to open up a podcast with a tragedy, since it almost seems like every single week there's something else happening. You know, it's another shooting, another, you know, mass killing. But nonetheless, I wanted to start off the podcast with that and just say my condolences, my prayers, and my thoughts are with everyone affected by the tragedy in Las Vegas this past weekend. So moving forward, this is what we're going to do. We are going to talk about a little bit of everything. I'm going to mention kind of the white elephant in the room, and I promise you I'm going to mention it. The news came out last night. A lot of things have developed over the last 24 hours, over the last really 12 hours since it dropped. But I really wanted to focus on the topic of success. And a lot of people can say that success is one thing. People can say success is another thing. But when I looked, I dived down deep, and I'll really bring it full circle into the realm of CrossFit and what I think it may mean to be successful in the sport of CrossFit. It's one of those things where, how do you know that you're really successful? Is it when others tell you that you have become a success? Is it a personal thing that when you say, okay, if I get to this point, I will be a success? Is it really just if you can do it every single day, or if you can do it every single time you actually go and attempt a certain thing, that is success? I think it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the big story, obviously, is Ricky Garrard has been tested positive. And the reason it kind of chimes into everything is, does success mean getting to the pinnacle, getting to the top, getting to, you know, the CrossFit Games? If you are a CrossFit athlete, are you only successful if you make it to the CrossFit Games? Are you only successful if you make it past the regional level, or if you make it to the regional level, if you make it past the open? Does success, I think success comes in all shapes and sizes. I don't think there's one definition of true. And obviously there's the Webster's and the Marion, all that stuff, definition of success. but I think it really is objective and it can really be different for everyone involved in the process. Whether it's someone that has gone their entire lives and they're trying to reach a certain goal and then they finally get to that goal, are they successful in just that goal or are they successful just plain and simple? It's a very thing that you can go on a bunch of rat chases with and a bunch of, you know, places all over the place. But I think it's going to be very interesting to see your opinions on success and what it means. But kind of bringing it back to mainstream, and I know I didn't really talk about it that much, but I really did want to mention that because I put out the question is about, you know, what does success really mean? Is it truly about someone, you know, getting to the top of their sport? Is, you know, does success mean that the person that is actually succeeding, does that mean that they have to be successful because of what they think? Or is it solely on the responsibility of others to be successful? I've gotten a lot of different opinions on it, and I've gotten a lot of different views on it from other people. And I want that conversation to continue because I obviously, you know, when you think about success, you take a look back and you think about your own life. You think about the things that you've been able to do. You think about the things that you have done. And what does that mean? What does it mean to be a success in a certain number of ways? Just in terms of this podcast, this is episode 239 of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years. It's actually going to be 3 years on October 14th, I believe. So in just a few days, you know, just over a couple weeks or just under a couple weeks, we are going to be doing this podcast for 3 years. Isn't that crazy? I think about that all the time. I wonder, where would I be if it wasn't for this podcast? If I didn't have this podcast, would I still have gotten into emceeing? Would I still have gotten into the whole, really the CrossFit community? Would I really have gotten to know a lot of people? Would I have gotten the opportunities that I have to interview some of the biggest names in and out of the sport of CrossFit? And one of the craziest things that I see and that I see, you know, kind of a lapping going on is, do I count this podcast as a success because I've been able to do 239 episodes? Do I count this podcast as a success because I've been able to interview Ben Smith, CrossFit Games athletes, CrossFit Games champions, celebrities, Dave Castro? You know, do I count this podcast as a success for the little successes along the way, or is it still a working success because I have huge expectations for this podcast down the road? I want this podcast to be whatever I want, whether there's one person listening or whether there's a million people listening every single week. The thing that I get gratitude out of isn't the amount of sponsors I have, isn't the amount of money I make for the podcast. I don't make hardly any money for this podcast. If you guys think that this is one of my sole incomes, this is not. And I know I don't really talk about money much on the podcast about me personally, but I don't make any money hardly at all for this podcast. This is self-funded by myself, by select sponsors that choose to sponsor some episodes or maybe a month at a time. But for the most part, I do this because I love doing it. And I guess I didn't realize it until this very moment that success may not mean getting to the pinnacle of what it is. Yes, I have huge expectations for this podcast. I'm approaching 3 years of this podcast, and I have been grateful enough to interview and talk to some of the top CrossFit athletes, some of the CrossFit, top CrossFit personalities in the world. And I am so grateful for that. You could say everything that I've done if I stopped the podcast this week on the 3-year anniversary. If I stopped the podcast on the 3-year anniversary later this month, you could say that this podcast was a success because of what it has become. To the 7 listeners out there, or to the 7 million listeners, I want to ask you a question. What does success mean? Does success mean waking up every morning and getting through the day and being okay with that? Is it about reaching every single goal that you have and you want to accomplish? Or is it about reaching the pinnacle of whatever you want to accomplish? And is that really a good thing to be successful at? If you're a CrossFit Games athlete, and I'd be very interested to see, and maybe I'm going to start asking this to Games athletes whenever I have them on the podcast. When do they, and have they ever felt successful in their career, in their sport of CrossFit? I want to know your opinions. If you're out there and you're listening, shoot us a message on Facebook, comment on Instagram, whatever you can do. Send us an email, Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com. Let us know what you think about the term of success. That word can mean so many things. It can be short-term success. It can be long-term success. It can be maybe the craziest thing ever. Maybe success doesn't even exist. If you're in the sport of CrossFit, a competitive sport of CrossFit, you work your entire life to make it to the CrossFit Games. Are you a failure because you never make it to the CrossFit Games? Would you consider yourself failing if you work so hard for your whole life and never make it to the pinnacle of the sport of CrossFit? That's a question I have for you. That's a question I want answered. I don't know if it's ever going to get answered, but it's a very interesting thing that I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions on, good, bad, or indifferent. But of course, with everything is that word I just mentioned a couple seconds ago. Failure. We've talked about failure on this podcast numerous times. If you don't fail, you can't succeed. If Matt Frazier didn't get second 2 years in a row, he wouldn't have had that same drive to win 2 straight years in a row. Just in terms of CrossFit. If I'm trying to center this around CrossFit as much as I can. Tomorrow, we are going to talk in detail. It's going to be a bonus episode about Ricky Garrard, about the situation, about his statements, about his bold statements, about others in the sport of CrossFit. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe sometime. Maybe on Friday. That's right. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We are going to release another episode, a bonus episode on Friday, talking specifically about Ricky Garrard and this whole situation. The reason I believe it deserves an episode by itself. Just so I can get my thoughts on it. I could talk for hours and hours about everything surrounding the drug testing policy of CrossFit. I want to mention my thoughts. I want to mention the thoughts of Ricky. I will read his statement on Friday. If you want to know what a statement is now, you can go on our Instagram. He's posted stuff about it. He's talked about it. You can go to the games page and find out all the information you want about it. We've posted everything on Facebook, on the Big Red Express Facebook page, if you want to go check it out right now. That's going to be on Friday. Next week, and we're going to kind of shift our focus now to what's coming up for the podcast. We're going to have former guest Noah Olson back on the podcast. He's just straight off a team series win with Travis Mayer. We haven't had him on in a couple couple weeks. Big things happening for the podcast on upcoming our 3-year anniversary. Guys, we are 3 years old in just 10 days, I believe. Today is the 4th. I believe October 14th, 2014 was our first ever episode. I believe I was recording it on the way to work when I used to work at the Y. Crazy how great things have become. Great how things are coming along. Next week is an episode you will not want to miss. We are going to have Christmas Abbott on the podcast. She's been on the podcast before a couple of years ago. And, you know, obviously her new fame with Big Brother this past year. She is a CrossFit icon, in my opinion. She is someone that is bigger than just the sport of CrossFit. She is a celebrity, now even more so than she was before she entered that Big Brother house. We're going to ask her about some Big Brother stuff. We're going to ask her about CrossFit, how training's going, how her foot's doing, and much, much more. But if you have a question for Christmas Abbott that you want me to ask her, shoot us an Instagram message, shoot us an email. Robbie at Big Red Express, BigRedExpressPodcast.com is the best way to get in touch with us. Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz is the best way to submit your questions for Christmas Abbott. I'm going to be chatting with her on Tuesday of next week, and that interview is going to be live next week on Wednesday. So you guys will not want to miss out. So today's episode 239. Friday with that bonus episode, that's going to count as 240. And then 241 is going to be Christmas Abbott talking about Big Brother, CrossFit, training, and of course how she's doing since we last caught up with her a couple of years ago. Guys, that's going to do it here for episode 239 of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you guys downloading our podcast every single week. Make sure you guys go leave us a review and rating on iTunes for your chance to win a free pair of shoes for the first 50 athletes or for the first 50 viewers or listeners that go on iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment or rate and review. You'll have an opportunity to win a free pair of shoes. Then for every 100 after that, we'll be giving away another pair of shoes. So guys, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day. I know today wasn't as exciting as my normal, but I'm trying to bring things down to earth a little bit. It's been a very serious week in just the sport of CrossFit. And I think success has a lot to do with it. I will probably mention success again on Friday when I talk about Ricky Garrard and that whole situation. Guys, thanks so much. Be well. Have a great rest of your week. And until Friday, take it easy, my friends.